Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read a couple of passages of Scripture. First, out of Psalm 56, verse 3. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. And then out of Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And then Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. And then finally, out of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, Paul's letter in the New Testament, he says this, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. The line was pretty long. The fear seemed apparent as you look close into her eyes. She was an out-of-work waitress with her four small children in tow, standing in the food distribution line as the words, "I don't have any food for my children," tumbled out of her in waves of sobs. But moments later, a little calmer, appreciative, and a little more hopeful, she left with some of the food that she needed for the next few days because some people cared. Hers was just one case of hundreds of thousands of our neighbors across the country and the world standing, waiting in lines, many for the first time ever in their lives, hoping the food being distributed didn't run out before they reached the front of the line. Together, we've been through another few weeks, actually a few months, of uncertainty and fear with the coronavirus pandemic in our midst. Life has slowed, and at times it feels like it has ground to a halt and in the most uncomfortable of ways. So what do we need? Our lives back. That would be nice. But for some, we have lost. That will never happen now. For the rest of us, we hope with what hope we have and press on. The information about the pandemic has been nonstop, maybe too much information. With over 750,000 infected and over 40,000 lost in our country alone. Supplies have run short and access to them is difficult with the mitigation criteria that's in place around the nation, limiting the numbers that are allowed to be grouped together. Panic purchasing fueled by doubt and fear, clouding otherwise sound decision-making, have depleted needed resources in our stores. What else do we need? Fellowship, maybe. Social distancing is the rule of the day and the new guideline governing the routines of our social interaction. A closed sign has been erected across the country from coast to coast and border to border. Schools, businesses, sports, churches, social gatherings, and more, all closed. And even with the movement now to reopen our country in phases, we know that our tomorrows will probably look different than before. Jobs and incomes have been lost. 22 million people have filed for unemployment benefits, with many small businesses no longer functioning. In the midst of all of that, and all that we see and hear new every day, I wonder what might help us to move on, to press on, with just a small amount of hope. Well, how about a checkup on our focus? How about a checkup on our fears? What is it we're afraid of? This virus, I would suspect, for sure. The uncertainty of so many things, it's spreading, the rising loss of life from it, getting past this time and trying to restore a sense of safety and security in our families and our jobs and finances, all as we look, hoping to see a bit of light at the end of the tunnel of this crisis. But also, what about a checkup on all those things which normally occupy our thoughts? Those things that were there before and they're there now. those things that kind of spin the needles on our fear, doubt, and worry meters? What about all those other issues and decisions of our daily living, unrelated to the virus, that we struggle finding answers to? Day after day, we are uncertain as to what to do as we stand at another fork in the road, despite the late, great Yogi Berra's advice that when we find ourselves at a fork in the road, we should take it. His point was to move on. Don't stand there chained down by fear as to making the right decision. I wonder if between all the stuff that we lug around each day, coupled with the added concerns now of the coronavirus, fear has begun to govern our days, cloud our thoughts, and ambush our decisions. And when that happens, we find our lives being governed by what? By our fears, of course. Instead, how about realizing that our fears and doubts will always wind up tying us down and holding us back from moving forward, from getting beyond whatever we face, and from becoming all we were meant to be and created to be. So here's an idea. How about replacing those fears that try their best to control us, that seem to chain us down? How about replacing them with faith? Faith in Him. How about drawing nearer to God, spending more time with Him, and allowing God to take the lead? How about being guided by a faith and trust in the Lord? I would think He is capable and worthy of our trust. Past experiences we've had with Him lead to that conclusion. And Christ has been where we've been. And as the recent events of Holy Week leading to Easter reminded us, He's been through a whole lot more for you and for me. Christ went through the worst things possible. He was whipped and spit upon, mocked, nailed to, and died on the cross, laying in a tomb for 3 days and then rising at the end of those 3 days for you and me. He understands us. He understands what we're going through and is always with us. He's been where we've been. And even more, He knows where we need to go. A crisis is nothing new to God. Our daily stuff won't overwhelm Him. Despite how much and how heavy it feels like, it won't overwhelm Him. So how about putting our faith and trust in Him? Reminds me of a story of a guy who was walking along one day, looking up at the beautiful sky and God's incredible creation all around him, the beautiful day that he had, and all of a sudden he fell into a hole. And as hard as he tried, he couldn't get out of the hole. And a little while, a doctor came by, looked down into the hole, and the guy looked up and asked, "Hey, can you help me out of this hole?" Doctor filled out a prescription, tossed it down in the hole, and walked on. A little while later, a minister came by. The guy yelled up, "Hey, pastor, can you help me out of this hole?" The minister wrote a prayer on a piece of paper, tossed it down in the hole, and he too walked on. And then a friend of his came by, and recognizing the voice when he heard the cry from help from the hole, "Hey, can you help me out of this hole?" his friend jumped down into the hole. The guy who had fallen into the hole earlier looked at him in disbelief and said, "Why in the world did you do that? Now we're both in here." To which his friend responded, "Yeah, I know. But I've been here before, and I know the way out." The God we know and the God we need to trust does that for us because He loves us. He jumps into all the holes that we find ourselves in. The God in whose power and peace we walk has been where we have been. He can be trusted to deal with what we're trying to deal with. Listen to the words of Christian singer Lauren Daigle from her song, "Trust in You," out of her own life's journey. "Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. I try to win this war, I confess my hands are weary. I need your rest. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So let all the things be my life and breath. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go you've not already stood." So, When you don't move the mountains that I'm needing you to move, when you don't part the waters I wish I could walk through, when you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust. I will trust. I will trust in you. You know, I think she said it just right. He's been there, and God's always with us. So, no matter what we think we need, no matter what we face in our personal lives or in this nation and world, we know that we can trust in him. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for that simple reminder, but a reminder that is evident to us every day of our lives, before, today, and will be in the future, that you are always there. You have proven yourself to us. Help us, Lord, then to move past our fears, to turn over our fears, to unchain those fears that are holding us down and simply move closer to you. Draw closer to you, which you want us to. Spend time with you, pray with you, read more about you, and read your word to us. Spend time with you as we swap our fears for faith in you, as we move forward in hope, knowing you've got us, you're with us, and you will move us through all of this and whatever we face every day into all that you want us to be, that's all you intend for us to be, and all you want us to do with you and for you as we touch the world together. It's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.